Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hall of Fame writer, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, Larry. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're going to be nostalgic about the fact that you're not going to La Trobe this summer, or you just don't feel like driving up there anyway, but significant, and it's important, again, to reiterate, this is the league's dictate, not the team's, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the least surprising news of the day, I think, Larry and Kevin. I never thought they could do that. The schools are themselves are trying to figure out what they're going to do with the kids, you know. And I couldn't imagine all those players and coaches and everybody else piling into their dorms and then, you know, them having to clean all that to get ready for the students, not just clean, you know what I mean, disinfect and everything else. I mean, it was a nightmare for them. But on the other hand, other than the guys who live here, and the rosters will be 90. Where are they going to put all these other people, these other players?
They're going to be after.
I don't know.
Going to have to be at hotels on the south side, apparently. Because the other thing is, if you're going to have games in the fall with no fans, possibly, you can't have a training camp in the summer with fans running around looking at everything either. And I hope this isn't a permanent thing. I know they say it's a one-year deal, but so many teams have decided to probably save the expense and the confusion and the hassle and move everything back to their regular training facilities.
Yeah, but I think the Steelers really do, from ownership through the coaches, really do enjoy going out there. And I don't know how much they would save. I guess it would save some, but like you just mentioned, they got to put these guys up in hotels. They like having everybody there. I mean, if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you're living in a dorm, you know, with Duck Hodges is in that same dorm. If you move to Pittsburgh, does Ben move to, you know, does he bunk down in Sewickley with his in his new house? You know, I mean, is that where he lives, or are you going to have these guys together somewhere? I don't know how that
will work. Takes some of that bonding out as well.
Yeah, and hey, let's find out where the Kansas City Chiefs had training camp last year and see if they bonded or not, because they won the Super Bowl. That would be a good study. See which Super Bowl winner went to training camp and which did, you know, had their camp at their facilities.
That seems like a lifetime ago, the Super Bowl, but it was just in February. You know what I mean? It just seems so far beyond our scope.
Next year, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, the whole world is upside down, and in your world, in sports in particular, in football, still clinging to the hope that they'll be able to play, even if it looks like now it's not going to be business as usual in terms of fans, at least not yet, unless they come up with something miraculous to treat people with the virus or otherwise. So they're going to have to rework it. But people are feeling confident in the business that there will be a season of some sort, at least at the pro level. Is that what you're hearing?
They're moving like they're confident. I think if you put their hands to the fire, I'm not sure they're that confident. I still, Larry and Kevin, I'm not sure how they're going to do it. As you know, I've been questioning that all along. I'm a pessimist as far as how they're going to do this season. It's a different kind of sport. It's not baseball. You know, it's not even hockey. Hockey, you know, what do you have? Five players and a goalie for each team on the ice at the same time. You know, here you got guys face-to-face grappling each other, and I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess the best thing for the NFL and NFL teams is to just sort of get ready and be aligned and ready to go if and when you do get that green light. Unlike baseball, that is having a lot of problems, and they were already in line for the season with spring training, and that got canceled, but you would think that they were would have sort of stayed in a holding pattern and been ready to go real fast, unlike any other sport, but they sort of blew it.
Well, behind the scenes, Kevin, I know some people who work for the Pirates. They're getting ready. I mean, they are preparing as best they can to start the season, and I'm sure the players are, you know, I think some of them are actually at their spring training sites working out. I'm sure they're in batting cages everywhere, and they're going to have some kind of spring training. You can't just jump right into the season. But I do know that the Pirates are preparing as if Pirate management and workers and stuff are preparing as if there's going to be a season.
That's great to know.
So that when there's an agreement, they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that's less interesting to people in general right now than the battle between the players and the ownership in baseball on salaries and what they're going to get, because nobody cares. I mean, unless it's you.
You know, I don't want to get into that too deeply because, you know, I can see both sides. But, you know, if you're a player and even if you're making the minimum, I don't know what their minimum is. Let's say it's $800,000. And they tell you, well, you're only going to make $400,000 this year. Larry, I don't know about you, but that's a lot more than I make. And it's a lot more than the guys who are out of – men and women who are out of work now collecting, what is it, $600 a week unemployment.
Yeah, we're at 17% unemployment in Pittsburgh.
Don't accept it. What's that?
We're at 17% unemployment in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be, PR-wise, it's going to be terrible, and then they're going to shut down the whole season. But I've heard optimism lately, at least just, you know, listening and reading things.
Yeah, I hear they're going to have a wiffle ball tournament at South Park instead.
Might be more interesting.
Well, what are you going to do all summer, Ed?
Well, I don't know, Larry. You know, what have I done since March? I'm trying to work, write stories, and come up with different kinds of ideas as much as I can. Yeah, I'll find something to do. Personally, I just got done walking 5 miles this morning, and you know, trying to get my exercise in. And
that's good, Eddie. You're doing 5 miles. It's impressive. I'm impressed. It's muggy out there. Be careful.
I walk it, not run it. Walk it.
All right.
Run it.
Here's a suggested title for a book you could write now. Sports Under the Cover of COVID with Hall of Famer Ed Bouchette.
There you go.
All right. There's
Ed, by the way, the major league minimum, according to the Associated Press, $563,500. So you're just short of that?
Yeah,
you
so
said?
I was over.
Yeah, well, that's what we pay,
I was
Ed.
Over that. I thought it around 800. I have no idea. You know, that money, it's monopoly money in baseball and
yeah.
Basketball.
Crazy money. All right, Ed, we appreciate the time this morning as always. Get the rest of your walk in.
Okay, guys. Hey, thanks for the thanks for the long range notice that I was going to be on this morning.
Hey, that's the business we're in, Eddie. We turn on a dime. We're not like you old school writers that need 5 weeks to write an article.
Okay, guys.
No.
Ed Bouchette. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.